Couple nights ago, I'm watching about some channel. I see beautiful actress Summer Glau. Do you know Summer Glau? Glau. I think she's most famous for being the pretty robot in that Terminator TV show, the one that Shirley was in. I see her, and I'm flipping through. So I watched the movie's half over, and apparently someone threw her husband overboard. She's on a cruise ship. They start talking about the legalities about they eventually suspected the Summer Glau, the wife, from throwing her husband overboard. She's about 90 pounds. He was a big old boy. Not sure how that works. But they told her that she'd be tried in Liberia. And I've always thought, isn't that extra damn stupid? Here we're getting to the meat of the problem if you're thinking I'm just wasting time trying to fill up a CD. There he goes again. Just before I started the show, I punched in cruise rape just to see what would pop up. And thankfully, there's a bunch of sites. If you've been attacked on a cruise ship, call me. I'm a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. They said that Carnival Cruise Lines runs under the Panama flag. And I'm thinking, well, no, wait. A couple weeks ago, I heard somebody, it was either Bush or Clinton, I think it was a president, talk about how Carnival Cruise Lines made $11 billion last year, paid no federal taxes, not a penny. Because they're a Panamanian ship from Panama who's Panamanian, and they, well, no, but that's all bullshit. They park in Fort Lauderdale, whatever. If they were full of Panamanians and they and they parked at Fort Lauderdale to let them look around, that would be a Panamanian ship. Damn, that's getting hard to say. We'll call it Panama. It's a Panama ship if they drop by Fort Lauderdale. But no, they live in Fort Lauderdale. They park there, or Miami, whatever. Don't write and say, Bart, it's Jacksonville. What are you, stupid? I don't give a fuck. It's a boat that leaves from Florida, and it goes cruising, and it comes back. So what the fuck are they doing under a Panama flag or a Liberian flag? That's just all bullshit. That's complete bullshit. And it needs to stop. It needs to stop right fucking now. And I'll tell you why. Because when you get raped on a ship like this, then they, you know, you go tell them. See, I don't even know how they do that. I guess I should have talked to my good buddy Tom in Pontiac, Michigan. He used to be a cruise something. He used to work on a boat. But if it's a 10-day cruise and someone accuses me of rape the first day, really, I got to spend the next 9 days in the hole? You know, I'm supposed to be with my buddies on the cruise. See, now I'm trying to see both sides of this. But from the girl's point of view, some animal rapes you on this boat, and they say, well, don't worry. Once we get back to America, you can file a petition to the Panama court to blah something, you know. Panama would be certainly preferable to Liberia in the damn Summer Glau movies. She was expected to go to Liberia and be put on trial for murder. Hello? Liberia, I think, is in Western Africa. Really? So if a girl gets raped, really, she's going to get on a plane 6 months, 8 months later and fly to Liberia and hire some Liberian lawyer to explain to her that she don't have a chance in court or whatever? Bottom line, you're going to think I'm a little strong on this, but I don't think I am. I think this business is set up to rape women. The men on board a cruise ship have got carte blanche to rape whoever they want. And I don't know, even if you get caught raping, if you get caught raping her, boom, right there, they walk in on you. What are they going to do? How intensely is some Liberian prosecutor going to go after this rich white kid whose dad's a lawyer, blah, blah? That's not going to happen. It seems to me the whole reason to put a different flag on this boat is so you can get away with rape. I assume if you're a Carnival ship that leaves Fort Lauderdale, does that mean the Fort Lauderdale safety, what do you call it, health and safety people, do they come on to be sure that your cold food is cold and your hot food is hot? And, you know, they're always coming up with these, the whole ship got sick things, so they wipe it down. You know, I mean, some government entity has to be in charge of that. I assume the American government's in charge of that. If the boat parks in Fort Lauderdale with 1,000 sick people, I don't think they call Liberia or Panama for advice. I think they call the Fort Lauderdale, whatever that's called, health and safety, blah, blah, blah. But funny how, not again, that's a guess, but it's a good logical guess. But when it comes to rape, oh no, Liberia is just about 3,000 miles due west of here, due east of here. I just think there's, and the other half is taxes, obviously. You got Carnival Cruise Line made $11 billion last year, didn't give us a cent. Yet all they do is service people from Florida or people that flew to Florida. Why the hell don't they change the law? I mentioned this on the page the other day. Great fucking idea. Not a word from anybody. But this flat tax that the Republicans always talk about, yeah, it fits on the damn postcard. You write down how much you made, you send 10% to the government, you're done. Why don't the corporations do that? Why doesn't that happen for the Carnival Cruise Line, instead of making $11 billion last year, why don't they make $10 billion and pay $1 billion in taxes to the government? They need to have a goddamn American flag on their fucking boat. What is this bullshit about, oh, we're a Panama boat? No, you're fucking not. Your head driver there, his name's Bob Smith. He's from Omaha. Don't tell me you're a Panamanian ship. What kind of bullshit is? Is the law set up to allow men easier access to rape women? That's the question of the day. Wish I had a blackboard. I'd write it on the blackboard for you. But why are these ships set up to have a gray area when there's a rape involved? Why is that? It's done intentionally. It's not like, You know, it's like these corporations that file in Delaware, where Joe Biden's from. I don't understand that. I, for one, am, my corporation has filed in Oklahoma. Well, of course, I don't make any money. So there's no advantage for me to be in Delaware. It's set up to help the super rich evade taxes, which is why we're in a goddamn crunch right now. Son of a bitch, I heard all the news shows last weekend. They're talking about, Wisconsin, there are so many billions behind on this and that. And all the states are failing. The federal government's broke. Everybody's broke. Well, yeah, tax the fucking rich. Everybody's broke because Reagan came along and said, taxes are too high. This just won't work. We got to give the super rich half their money back. And then Bush came along and said, no, half won't do it. We got to give the super rich all their fucking money back. So we're all broke. And they say, well, all we can do is go to Social Security. Well, no, motherfucker, we don't go to Social Security. We don't go to women's and infants, children, and the fucking heating subsidy for the poorest people in the world. We go to the super rich and tell them, hey, party's over. You know that $10 million you made last year? You're only going to make $8 next year because you're going to have to pay $2 million in fucking taxes. If you don't like it, move to Liberia, move to fucking Panama. What do we care? If you don't want to live in the United States, if you got a better country with a better constitution, go the fuck live there. But no, that's not the way. The super rich and the Obama appeaser types, they say, oh, whatever you want, anything the billionaires want, that's what we're going to give you. Fuck the poor. This is what I'm hearing from my president. I don't like fuck the poor coming from a Democratic president. Yes, I'm a little worked up. But it just pisses me off. They rape women on these ships because the law says there's no reason for them not to. But men have urges. So you find an advantageous place where you get to look at a couple of hundred women at a time. So that's what these rapists do. They just get a perch where they can look, the one in the red skirt, I want her. Wait, maybe the one in the blue top. Maybe I'd rather, yeah, the blue top, the blonde in the blue top. And so you go to the manifest, you find out where her room is, follow her around. She goes to the bar, you slip the bartender $50 to drop a roofie in her drink. You're raping her like crazy. And even if you get caught, she's not going to press charges. She's some, you know, Des Moines, she didn't want to fly to Liberia to be ridiculed and have them said, bitch, you had a short skirt on, and we hear you were flirting with the guy. You went on vacation to find a man. You found a man. Now, what are you bitching about? Yeah, all women in America want to fly to Liberia and make that case in front of a Liberian jury. This is set up for them to rape people, just like the tax code is set up for them to rape the Treasury. I'm the only one that sees this. Have you heard anyone else say in the big crash of 2008, the money didn't evaporate. They keep saying it went away. No, they fucking stole it. What's wrong with people? Nobody has ever said that on television, to my knowledge, or on the internet besides me. The money didn't evaporate. It fucking got stolen by the super rich. The same way right now. The reason everybody's broke, California's the most broke. Remember all that bullshit about Proposition 209? We want lower taxes. Vote for 209. Well, yeah, guess what? You got lower taxes, California. Congratulations. When your house catches fire, the firemen ain't showing up because you got the lower taxes that Reagan promised you 30 fucking years ago. Yeah, way to go. That's all you got to do is stand there and say, I don't want to pay for the fire department. I don't want to pay for the police. So pretty soon, that's what you get. You got a fire department and a police department with no income. Trenton, New Jersey, I think it is. It was the crime hellhole of the world 2-3 years ago, and now they've laid off half the cops, or more than half. So you got the most crime-ridden son of a bitch in America. I think they might have said it was number two. But basically, it's a shit hellhole of crime, rape, burglaries, hijackings, carjackings, everything. And they lay off half the police force because there's no money. And there's no money because the fucking Republicans gave the super rich a break. And now they're trying to balance it on the backs of the poor with Obama's help. Son of a bitch, pissed me off. You should be pissed off about this. At some point, a senator's daughter is going to get raped on a carnival ship or one of these ships. I pick on Carnival. I don't know if I've heard they're the worst of the cruise lines. They're the Chevrolet. Sorry, Danny in Detroit, but they're the entry level. If you're broke, you go to Carnival because you know you got a couple of kids. You want a boat full of screaming kids? That's what they tell me. Go Carnival. At some point, a senator's daughter is going to get raped on a Carnival ship, and they're going to say, "What do you mean we got to go to Liberia? We'll hold the trial in Fort Lauderdale." No, sir. No, sir. See the flag? We're going to Liberia with this trial. We're Panama. Anywhere that's inconvenient for the rape victim to go. If you want to fly to some other country to go to get some good rape justice in Liberia or Panama, yeah, then we'll proceed. Otherwise, why don't you don't worry your pretty little head about it and go back to where you're from, and next time, keep an eye on your drink. So the rapists get away with it. That Janelle Holloway in Aruba, whatever that is, and that loon that they finally caught, he was raping apparently lady after lady after lady and killing the ones that gave him a tussle. I don't know. Vandersloot or something. He's just a fucking praying mantis. He's just a wolf that's eating these sheep when they come over. And it's all about, you know, the laws in Aruba. Who knows? It's just hard to say, you know, how justice is different down there. Well, yeah, men set these laws up so they can rape women. I think that's a fucking crime, and you should too. Oh, and one other thing about that senator. Say that happens tonight. A senator's daughter gets raped on a Carnival cruise. He's going to pitch a fit. He's going to say, "Oh, how did this happen? I don't believe it. We got to change the law, blah, blah, blah." But odds are a senator's daughter is not going to be raped tonight. It may be 3 years before a senator's daughter gets raped on there. So how many hundreds or thousands of women are going to get raped waiting for that one important girl? Sure, when the important girl gets raped, then they're going to get upset and change the law. But right now, it's just people without money and the little people that it's okay if they get raped. But when it happens to my daughter, by God, how many more hundreds or thousands of women need to get raped before somebody takes care of this? If Carnival Cruise doesn't want to fly the American flag, fuck them. Let them go somewhere else. Let them go to Panama and take people out of there. Fine. If you want to fly to Panama and get on a boat, fine. But if you want to get on a boat in the United fucking States, you have a United States flag on the son of a bitch where it's U.S. law the whole way. Wherever you are on that damn boat, you're under U.S. law. If you rape a woman on that boat, you go to trial in Fort Lauderdale or wherever the boat shipped out from. And plus, they pay their fucking taxes. If Carnival doesn't want to pay $1 billion worth of taxes, then let them. Yeah, again, they don't need to come to Florida. Let them poot around the Caribbean if they don't want to pay their taxes. It's all set up. We want to rape women. We don't want to pay any taxes. And the United States government says, "We're with you, son of a bitch."
Bart Cop Radio. More than music. A microphone, a smart mouth, and the truth.